storm blowing across the Midwest right now that they're keeping their eye on, which I believe is part of the same system that dumped all that rain and stuff on California. I think it's the same storm kind of making its way across the country. John Scheer presents at the Capitol Theater in Passaic, NJ on February 25th, The Outlaws and Sea Level. On March 4th, New Riders of the Purple Sage, Roger McGuinn and Gene Clark, and Kinderhook Creek. On March 10th, Jimmy Buffett and the Sanford and Townsend Band. And on March 11th, the Bob Weir Band and Doucette. Tickets are available now at the box office out in Passaic and at all Ticketron outlets as well. For information, call 201-778-2888. Throughout the morning, we've been highlighting a couple of songs that have come our way that appear on an unreleased EP, so to speak, an extended play recording. These are songs that are part of the soundtrack to the film Rinaldo and Clara, the Bob Dylan movie. This is as they are performed in that film. And here's another one.
There's a song about marriage. This is called Isis. On the fifth day of May, but I could not hold on to her very long. So I cut off my hair and I rode straight away on a wild unknown country where I could not go around. I came to a high place of darkness and light, the dividing line ran through the center of town. I hitched up my pony to a post on the right, went into a laundry to wash my clothes down. Yeah!
Hold on real tight. gonna be alright. Don't get lost from sight. There's too long a night to get lost again. Stay on the track. Remember you came back. Don't fall behind. Don't be that blind. You gotta see again.
That's the Giles Band, and the title of that one is Wreckage, from the Monkey Island collection, the Giles Band. Rod Stewart, You Got a Nerve, and Bob Dylan from Rinaldo and Clara. And as I've explained, and others have explained, this is an unreleased recording. It contains only four songs. In a sense, it's an EP, an extended play record. Four songs that are part of that film, Rinaldo and Clara, Isis. A real heavy, electric-charged performance of that song from Bob Dylan and the Rolling Thunder Review Band. This is WNEW-FM in New York. I'm Vin Scalza, just about 11 o'clock on this Sunday morning. A couple of commercial words, and then Dead Battery on the LIE.
Take a fantastic selection of TVs and stereos, add the excitement of great sale prices, and you've got our Lincoln's Birthday Sale going on now at Macy's.
You're the reason why we have it all. With us, you're number one. Something new for you, a gift for them. We're here for everyone. Come on in.
Find a huge selection of TVs and stereos on sale. Sony stereos with AM/FM radio, record player, and 8-track recorder are now only $199. Save $135 on Quasar 19-inch solid-state color portable televisions, now only $315. Save on typewriters, digital watches, and so much more during our store-wide Lincoln's Birthday Sale going on now.
Come on in, you'll find so much more.
Graduate or soon will be and want recognition and prestige, find out if you qualify as an Air Force officer. After graduation from officer training school, you'll be commissioned a second lieutenant in the United States Air Force, then on to a challenging job as a navigator, pilot, engineer, or other science-related professions. Visit your Air Force recruiter. Air Force, a great way of life.
Get a new stereo, get a color TV, get a car stereo, a CB, Sony Betamax, TV video game. Get it now during Crazy Eddie's Double Barrel Lincoln and Washington's Birthday Sale. Crazy Eddie can't be beat with prices so low he's practically giving it all away. Shop around, check all the advertised specials, get the best prices you can find. Then go to Crazy Eddie and Crazy Eddie will beat him. Call 645-1196. Five great locations. 6th Avenue in Manhattan, Fordham Road in the Bronx, Coney Island Avenue at Kings Highway in Brooklyn, Jericho Turnpike in Syosset, Route 17 in Paramus. Remember, Crazy Eddie guarantees you the largest selection, professionally staffed service centers, and the guaranteed lowest prices. So go to a Crazy Eddie superstore now and get a new stereo, get a color TV, get anything or everything in home entertainment. Get it now during Crazy Eddie's Double Barrel Lincoln and Washington's birthday sale.
Well, now, let's see. I wonder if it's the same thing we've been saying all these many, many months. But, Crazy Eddie billboard, Crazy Eddie this. Yes, it is. Crazy Eddie's open 10 to 10, Monday through Saturday. All stores except Paramus open Sunday from noon to 5. Call Crazy Eddie at 645-1196. Okay, a number of weeks ago, we went off on a little bit of a tangent here on the radio. We were listening to a commercial that had been running for a couple of weeks prior to that point. First, I don't even remember what the commercial was for, but it had something to do with cars. And it was a very dramatic commercial. And in the middle of the commercial, the announcer is out there in the middle of a traffic jam, and there's a stalled car. And he goes up to the guy in the car and says, "What's the matter?" And the guy says, "My battery went dead." And the announcer says, "Dead battery on the LIE." And I came on the radio after that, and I said, "Dead battery on the LIE sounds like a fantastic title for a song. So why don't you write one?" Well, about 80 people wrote a song called "Dead Battery on the LIE," and for the last couple of weeks, I've been listening to all of those tapes. What a strange experience, let me tell you. It wasn't a contest or anything like that. It was just for fun, is basically what it was. And everybody seemed to have fun doing it. That's evident both in the sound of the recordings and also in the letters that came along with the recordings. I can only play one. I mean, I'd love to play all 80 of them, and you'd all go as crazy as I went over the last couple of weeks. And it was a real hard choice. I mean, I put myself in a position that as soon as I realized it, I discovered I didn't want to be in, which was having to judge something by my friends, you know? I mean, I consider you my friends. I mean, when I listen to records, you know, things that have been published and released, and I judge them all the time. I mean, that's part of my job. I'd say, "Well, hey, that I'll play that, and I don't want to play that." You know, but I don't worry about that so much because I know that there's hundreds of other people who are also in the same position who may decide to play the record that I, for whatever reason, reject. But this was a situation where there was nobody else but me listening to these tapes. And every time I took one off the machine and said, "Well, that's, I'll, you know, that was fun, but gee, boy, that was really bad." I'd feel terrible. Because all of you who did all of you who made these tapes made them in a delightful, you know, spirit of frivolous adventure. And I was having to be very, you know, very critical about it all. So I really kind of, I kind of resented it. I mean, it was my own fault for doing it, for putting myself in that position. And on the other hand, I loved it. I mean, the people who made these tapes are just, and there were a couple of hundred people involved, really, because a lot of the tapes were from groups. And that's an overwhelming response. I mean, it doesn't sound like much, 80 tapes, but remember, we only mentioned it once on the radio, you know, just that one time. And that's a lot more than I expected to get, and that's why it's taken so long to play the one. There were a lot of things that ran common throughout all the tapes. I mean, there was a certain kind of a similarity. Most of the storylines in the songs were about just that, about being on the LIE in a car and having the battery go dead. There was a thread that ran through many of the songs. Many of the song narrators had illegal substances in their cars when the battery went dead. And, of course, the police showed up. That seemed to be a common thread. Many people were escaping from or trying to get to some sort of love affair, and the battery went dead. A lot of diehard jokes in the songs. A lot of AAA jokes in the songs. Most of them were from men, not very many women. I would say of the 80, I guess about a dozen had women involved in them, and maybe only a half dozen were totally women. You know, the songwriters and the singers were women. I guess that's a reflection of what the music world is like anyhow, for whatever reason. I don't know. I just pass that on to you. Solo guys for the most part, and a good deal of groups. I mean, a lot more groups than I thought I was going to get. Some of them punk-oriented, a lot more punk-oriented than I thought I was going to get. But most of them just kind of throw together garage-type rock and roll bands. Some great names. I got to mention some of the names of the bands because I'm a real follower of band names. Listen to some of these names. These are some of the people who submitted tapes. The Flying Felito Brothers. The name of, you know, the guy's name's Felito. That's their last name. So the band is called the Flying Felito Brothers. Brooklyn Eddie and the Street Fighters. How about the Bay Ridge Rollers? The Kidney Stones. The Real Ears. And this one, I can't figure this one out at all. Beethoven's Pet Lizard Fred. Is the name of the band. Steel Tips. The Worms. Spelled W-I-R-M-S. I give all those people special credit for their names. And I kind of want to mention a couple of tapes that I really kind of dug. It was a tape by a band from Brooklyn called JT and the Clones, which I thought was real good. And the Camaros from New York. Aren't these great names? These people are like, you know, just like you and me, man. They're just hanging out, listening to the radio. And they did these incredible things for me. The Camaros from New York. Dangerous Dude from over in Brooklyn. There was a lot of nice stuff. And a band from a bunch of guys from Columbia Medical School. I mean, really twisted, demented guys. I don't believe that these guys are going to be doctors. They call themselves Puss. And they're into country punk. And their song was one of the few songs that dealt with something other than a car battery going dead. Their song, the narrative of the song was all about a very old man leaving the hospital after having his pacemaker installed. And he's out driving in his van on the LIE when he picks up three young teenage girls who are into punk sort of fashions. And he wonders, because he's been in the hospital for a long time, he wonders if he can still, you know, get it on. And you can guess which battery goes dead out there on the LIE. And it's half the song is country, you know, with kind of twanging guitars, and the other half the song is a beautiful impression of the Sex Pistols. But I can't play all these songs. I just can't do it. I can't. So I'm gonna play one, and this one I think kind of epitomizes the spirit of good fun that everybody had doing all this. This is a band called This band is called Sci-Fi and the Fly-By-Nighters, and they come from up in Rockland County, from New City and Stony Point and places like that. And it's sort of a topical song, and it's sort of a traditional, old-fashioned kind of novelty song. And I have to ask you to listen very carefully to it, listen very closely to it, because it goes by very quick. And there's a lot of neat little things that happen in it. A lot of neat little lyrical tricks and musical and production tricks. The song is called, it's no surprise to any of us, Dead Battery on the LIE. Sci-Fi and the Fly-By-Nighters.
Now, I'll tell you the story of my ordeal. An eerie tale of things unreal, but the story is true and it happened to me. I had a dead battery on the LIE. It was early one morning, about the crack of dawn. I was driving to work, heading into town. Raining and snowing like I could hardly see, but I knew where I was on the LIE. Now, like I said, the weather was bad, and this construction zone was making me mad. Turning three lanes into one, I could see this wasn't gonna be no fun. All was bad, then came the worst. Highway puddling, I was first. I went in slow, but like a ton of lead, I stopped right there and the battery went dead. Now I cussed the car, got red in the face. I thought I'd never get out of that place. These highway fumes were making me blind and doing funny things up to my mind. That's when it came. I didn't know if it was real. A saucer shipped in front of my windshield. A little green man was inviting me in, so I thought, what the hell, I'll catch a ride with him. Now, my problem was understood, because telepathic talking worked real good. I said, let's go get a drink. He told me about a place in the Galaxy Inc. We flew out there and sat down in the place. It was a funky little bar in outer space. Never had so much fun in my life. All drunk, flying around at the speed of light. While being in a frivolous state of mind, we had some fun of the third kind. Scared some people like they'd seen a ghost, then made air blasts over the eastern seacoast. Then we bust an Air Force base. They chased us all over the place. People saw and asked how we flied it, but the government, they just denied it. With a thrust of power and lots of torque, we repaired every highway in New York. But out there by the expressway, things started to spin, we began to sway. Next thing I knew, I was sitting in my car. Felt like I had a hangover, but it started right up when I turned the key. A saucer beam charged my battery. Now if you're someone from far away, I'm talking about the Long Island Expressway. And if you believe the story about my battery,
Hi-Fi and the Fly-By-Nighters. Dead Battery on the LIE. George Bassley, Stefan Waldman, Danny Koos, and Scott Statton are the guys who performed that one for us. And that's my choice. Of the 80 tapes, that's the one that kind of epitomizes all the rest of them. It's not really a winner because it wasn't a contest, you know? But that'll give you a little bit of an idea of what I've been listening to for the last four. I thank you all very much for playing around with me like that. All the tapes will be returned. They're all going out in the mail sometime today. Not today, tomorrow. They'll be going out in the mail. And it was fun. It was fun. What can I say? You got the experience of doing it. Some of the punk songs were fantastic. Battery, I got it. Really great stuff. But I'm so scared to get in my car because I got so much dead battery karma floating around me. Thanks for writing those songs for me, friends.
They got a song for winners. They got a song for those who lose. They got a song for dealers, yes. They got a song for those who use. They got a song for beggars. They got a song for those who choose. But baby, they don't have a song for a sucker like you, sucker like you. Thank you.
taking mine.